and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
By now the fighting will be close at hand. welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday, June the 4th. And because it's Monday, small little technical problem, but we'll deal with that one. Good afternoon and welcome. This is the Flip Side, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Quick visit to the website. You'll see that yours truly was busy over the weekend adding things to the site. Quick check of the financial markets for the start of the week, where there's not going to be much of technical data coming out from various government agencies. Rather, we have a plethora of Federal Reserve persons giving speeches starting tomorrow with Mr. Ben Bernanke. Markets waiting with great anticipation to find out whether he gives us a hint on whether we're going to raise rates or lower rates. Yes, I know, the kabuki dance. Anyway, Wall Street recovered from a mostly down session today, irking out a gain as investors brushed off another slide in Chinese stock market. Market had little in the way of corporate or economic news to give it direction, but while it was in negative territory for much of the day, in the end it shook off about an 8.3% slide in the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index and ended up 8 points. Yahoo! Dow closed at 13,676. NASDAQ up 4 points at 2,618. S&P higher by almost 3 points at 1,539. In the metals complex, a lackluster day. Take the opportunity while the market's fast asleep to acquire large amounts of the noble metal. Gold closed down up, I should say, 20 cents at 671.30. Silver off a nickel at 1374, platinum up $7 at 1,303, palladium off two at 377. Currently in Asian trading, where they are a little nervous. Gold's off 10 cents at 672.20, which doesn't make any sense because gold in New York closed at 671.30, but let's not worry about that. Silver up 3 cents at 1377. Crude oil sitting at $66.13. And where is the U.S. dollar index? Well, it's sitting at 82 even, off 29 points on the day. We'll take a short break and be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
On this Monday, well, as I said, the market is going to be watching and waiting with great anticipation to see whether or not some Fed official gives a hint as to where interest rates are going. According to Daniel Kruger, in the options market, where the savviest investors take apart conventional wisdom, the Federal Reserve is facing growing pressure to consider raising interest rates, some say as soon as December. Options in the federal fund futures at the Chicago Board of Trade indicate a 41% chance that the central bank will lift its target rate for overnight loans between banks to 5.5% from the current 5.25%, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. A month ago, it showed no expectations for an increase. While the economy expanded at the slowest pace in more than 4 years, in the first quarter, inflation remains at the top of the Fed's comfort zone. No kidding. Well, guess what? In a matter of weeks, we will be witnessing the effects of higher gasoline prices on pretty much everything we consume. And then again, when you think about everything we consume, I did something this weekend I've never done before. I actually went and looked at where my toothpaste comes from. Apparently, Chinese sending us toothpaste with all kinds of nasties in it. So, who knows, my friends? We'll just have to wait and see how this one plays out. It's going to be a week where rumors will be rife as to the direction of interest rates, and wherever that argument goes, so will gold follow. And this is where the Fed is between a rock and a hard place. Obviously, as these savvy options investors say, there's a 41% chance of a rate increase. Well, the Fed's got to make a decision. Does it support the dollar? Considering the dollar index is sitting at 82, 200 basis points away from pure panic, does the U.S. want a cheaper dollar? Many people say yes. It's good for our exports, although nobody can tell us what we export, but that's neither here nor there. But if they raise rates, then that exacerbates the very fragile real estate market. So as I said, the Fed's in a tough position, and so all eyes are on Mr. Bernanke's speech tomorrow to see whether or not he gives a hint. Greenspan, he is not. He is sort of plain speaking, so it shouldn't be hard to decipher what he says, but then you never know. He may develop the Greenspan speak philosophy and just say a bunch of nothing, and that the Fed is watching everything intently. means we are sitting on a precipice right now, and we could go either way. As we speak, the president is heading to Prague, going there with a contingent of Zionists. Well, obviously, we're celebrating the 40 years from the 67 war. Also celebrating, by the way, 40 years of Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. How we segue between the two, I don't know, but it's disturbing to know that it was 40 years ago that I was listening to that album, My How Time Flies. But then again, we also have the president pushing his agenda that it's America's foreign policy to spread democracy around the world. The only problem is Vladimir Putin does not want to see American democracy spread all around the world. As a matter of fact, he announced with great glee that Russia is now pointing its nuclear-tipped missiles to various towns in Europe and, yes, also America. How he's going to dance around this one, but then again, let's not forget that when Bush looked him in the eyes, he said, "I saw a man I can trust." Let's see if that works out. Over the weekend, there was a presidential debate, which I thought was rather interesting. It was the Democrats' turn last night, which, by the way, while I remember, coming up tonight on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, none other than Ron Paul, according to his website, making an appearance on the Daily Show. So set your recorders for that. But at the debate last night, what I found very interesting is Mike Gravel is sort of like the Ron Paul of the Republicans. Gets no respect, is pushed out on the fringes of the debate. As a matter of fact, they're having a debate as we speak, the presidential hopefuls. CNN has decided that it's just going to have a debate with the candidates that it thinks it's going to, one of the three candidates it thinks it's going to win. In other words, they discounted everybody else, and they just said, look, it's either Hillary, Obama, or John Edwards. Nobody else counts in that matter, so they're having a little face-off right now, talking about what they're going to do if they become president of the United States, which is pretty much the same old. They aren't talking about any of the issues. As Mike Gravel was trying to point out last night in the debate, he said that not one of these, and it was an amazing thing. What name did Mike Gravel bring up last night? Well, none other than David Walker, the auditor of the United States, where he chastised the group of presidential wannabes, saying, why don't you start addressing the real issues, as pointed out by David Walker, who invited all the candidates to a PowerPoint presentation he was going to give, and only two of them showed up, Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
On a Monday, and true to a Monday, we're having all kinds of technical problems, so excuse the audio quality. I would apologize to the internet listeners not being able to hear the show, but they can't hear it anyway. Last night at the presidential debate, the Democrats were asked the question, do you think English should be the official language of the United States? One person raised their hand, like gravel. The rest of them obviously have sided on the side of political correctness. It's amazing all the promises that wannabe presidential candidates spew out. I just remind you, the last presidential debate we had, George Bush outlined what his administration would look like, that America would have a humble foreign policy. Almost went as far as to quote John Quincy Adams, saying that America's role in the world was not to seek dragons to slay offshore. So I'll give you a little example of how politicians obviously say one thing and do something else completely different, which brings up the question, why are we worrying about the debates at this point in time? The only reason I'm looking forward to the Republican debate last night is to see whether Rudy Giuliani starts frothing at the mouth when he sees Ron Paul, and whether or not the media will give Ron Paul a fair shake. But considering it's on CNN, don't hold your breath. He'll be relegated to, well, if you looked at their, I don't know how they came up with the seating arrangements last night. On the one far side of the hall was Mike Gravel, on the other far side was Dennis Kucinich, and then the people that they wanted were in the middle. Which goes to prove, obviously, that it's the media that elects presidents of the United States, because they are the ones that make the decision whether or not you are going to hear from the candidates. And considering we've got a brain-dead general populace, otherwise known as a generally dumb public, they accept this as a normal course of business. Listening to Washington Journal each and every morning, as I have done for a long time, I have come to the conclusion that, well, it's unfair to say this, because very few people who actually listen or watch a talk show actually will call into the show. Only 1%, and sometimes even less than that, of people will actually have the courage to pick up the phone and call into a show. But if we are going to take that 1% and generalize it as saying it's a segment of the larger population as a whole, I have to reiterate, these people are, well, they're products of public education. These people have absolutely no concept. and you can hear it by their questions. They have absolutely no concept of American history. They have no concept of constitutional law. They have no concept of the Constitution. They do not understand the Bill of Rights. And all they're concerned about is what some politician is going to offer them to alleviate some problem they could solve for themselves. But because they've been sucking on the hind tip of government for so long, they can't get themselves to think for themselves and be personally responsible for their actions. It is an amazing thing to watch and witness as we are slowly sliding down into the porcelain process, both morally and economically. And I guess, and I know it's probably mean-spirited to say this, but I'm looking forward to the economic collapse of the United States of America, because myself personally, I don't think anything else is going to wake these people up from the slumber that they've been in for so many decades. I think everything has to be taken away from Joe Sixpack before he figures out what's been done to him for so long. Because, you know, it's like a drunk. A drunk doesn't understand he's a drunk until the day he hits a wall and falls down, where everything he has is taken from him. It is only at this point in time people see the light. And we are facing some interesting challenges ahead. This week we're going to get the vote on the immigration amnesty bill, which the president, obviously, is beside himself with his base, calling it amnesty. Well, hello, what else can you call it when you say to 12 million people, and the whole thing is so ridiculous. These guys, where is a minimum wage worker? First of all, where is he going to get $5,000 to pay the fine, then pay the back taxes? How are they going to figure out how much back taxes he owes? I mean, the whole thing is just, it's no wonder they didn't want anybody to read the bill before they voted on it. Well, there's a small hope that someone will introduce a killer piece of legislation that will bring down the immigration bill, but, well, that's a tough call. Patrick Buchanan had an article over the weekend. He says, he quotes Thomas Jefferson. Says, Jefferson said it would be an opportune time for a little rebellion. Says, I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and is necessarily in the political world as storms in the physical. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Yes, we are back. I'd like to welcome everybody back on the internet. Yes, we solved the problem. Oh, technology is a wonderful thing, only when it works. When it doesn't, it's really a pain in the butt. Before we continue, let's go to the phones. We've got Doug in Texas. Hey, Doug.
Earlier about... Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard your reference a little earlier about the PowerPoint presentation that somebody had given related to the finances of the country. I would like to know where there's a link to that, because I can actually use that to point out to a lot of people in the country exactly, you know, how some of these candidates really don't care and some of them do. Can you give us some more information where I can get that?
Sure.
Where did you see it?
I believe it's still up there. It's goa.gov. It's the Government Accounting Office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking to see where it is. On the far right-hand side, you'll see a link. It says from the Comptroller General.
Great.
And it gives you every single one of the speeches that he has given so far this year. I believe it's all in PDF format.
Great.
And
thanks, Robbie. I appreciate that, because I'd like to pull up that information and get it out to, you know, the American people, let them know the real problems that we are facing according to these people's views and how the supposedly great candidates are not showing up for it, and the guys like Gravel, and I'm hoping that
Did you watch that last night?
No, I didn't. I haven't been paying any attention at all to the Democrats. I'm more interested in Ron Paul, frankly. So.
Yeah. Well, you got to watch what the enemy is doing. But I just found it unbelievable last night that when Gravel brought it up, he said, "Do you people even understand the financial dilemma we are facing? Has anybody paid any attention to David Walker?" Now, David Walker, just so you know, He is apolitical. In other words, he was nominated to this job by a bipartisan panel. In other words, he's a non-political office. And he is the country's auditor.
Yeah, I've read the other things that he's done in the past, and I agree with you 100%, Robbie. He comes across that way 100%. I think anybody, you know, that's part of the the American people will hear anything that he writes and believe the same thing. Really interesting to see the point he was trying to make in that PowerPoint and then make a big point about who showed up and who didn't. So, frankly, well, just as a side note, I've actually contacted Ron Paul's campaign and told him that I think it would be a really interesting idea to put Ron Paul as president and Gravel as vice president on the same ticket. But let's really get a bipartisan thing going here that makes some sense, because these two guys are speaking the same thing.
Sure. Well, you do know there is a movement out there to do exactly that.
Yeah.
I think it is, and you got to understand, part and parcel of the group that's helping get out the message of David Walker is the Concord Coalition, and if I'm not mistaken, the Concord Coalition has. And Ron Paul is the only one that's ever mentioned or has given a speech before the Concord Coalition on that very subject. I mean, he is the only one that has quoted David Walker out of all the presidential wannabes. The reason why they don't want to touch this is because of the choices that one has to make in order to bring America out of bankruptcy. And that will require the slashing of wasteful government programs, which includes all the pet projects that the left loves, eliminating government agencies that are worthless, including the Department of Homeland Security, although they're trying to justify their existence, as witnessed by the ridiculous happenings over the weekend that was all over the media. Oh yeah, we caught guys trying to blow up JFK Airport. Millions of people would have died. I mean, where do these people actually even get their facts? First of all, this guy was a former baggage handler, now a hairdresser. That he doesn't have any resources to his name. It reminds me of the same six guys that they nailed in Miami who had intentions of blowing up the Sears Tower, but they didn't have enough money to buy boots.
Well, they're doing is peddling fear, and they've been peddling fear for a long time, and people are getting tired of being peddled fear. And I think it's really coming down to the people are starting to understand we've got to get back to the values, the American values of the founding fathers, not the values of the banksters. And I think everybody's got it pretty clear now, and it's going to be interesting to see who's going to stand up come primary time and make that real clear. We don't want these people that have got the bankster's values as opposed to the founding father's values. Listen, I've got to run, Robbie. Thanks for that information. I'll make good use of it tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. The reason why a large majority of Americans would reject the message of Ron Paul is quite simply it requires that you take personal responsibility for your actions. When you listen to the words that Hillary Clinton says, that Barack Obama says, that John Edwards says, it is nothing about personal responsibility in order to solve the dilemmas within your life. It is all about how government is going to enter into your life in order to solve these problems. Government has never solved a problem. About the only government program that was even marginally successful was the building of the Hoover Dam. After the Great Depression, got people back to work. You could never build the Hoover Dam again in America. Yeah, forget about it. Even if you wanted to build a Hoover Dam, it would never happen. Just simply because of the bureaucracy and the government agencies that you would have to go through and the Environmental Protection Agency that would have studies ongoing for the next 30 years to find out what it's going to do to various little rats down the pike. It's the same reason why I always laugh when these people, John Kyle and John McCain, are talking about this immigration bill and how they're going to enforce rules on the border, how they're going to build a fence on the border. Please, that fence on the border will never get built. Every time they propose building a fence, some environmentalist will come up and demand that the government do a study to find out the migratory habits of some some rat in the desert that happens to travel between the United States and Mexico, and because of the poor rat, we won't. It, I mean, the whole thing is such a scam. It is. It's amazing to me to sit here and watch it. And as I said, and to watch this fear mongering that's going on, how these people are going to protect us from the boogeyman. It is obviously the demanding now that we have all this ridiculous port inspection. They want to inspect stuff coming into America. Stop weapons of mass destruction coming across the border. These people can't even stop tainted shrimp coming from China into America. How the heck are they going to stop someone with bad intentions? I mean, do you realize that all the food that we are eating today, in large part, I mean, this is mind-boggling. In large part, the stuff that's coming in from China, a whole bunch of stuff. Chinese catfish, Chinese shrimp. And these things are all raised in sewage water. I mean, people forget about the salmonella poisoning of a few years ago, which breaks out on constant occasions, and then we trace it back, and we find that it comes from strawberries that are grown in sewage water in Mexico, and parents are wondering why little Johnny has got so violently ill at school because he's eating tainted strawberries. If you can't even inspect the food, how are you going to come up with some plan to to check every single container that comes into America? It's mind-bogglingly stupid, but people are demanding action, like Joe Biden. We got to get resources onto the harbor. We need to. What for? If someone's got bad intentions, they're going to do it. But then you get the stupid argument over the weekend that here you have a. Here you have three guys from Ghana. They call them Muslims. No, they weren't Muslims. They were black guys. But nobody wants to identify the ethnicity of these people who are a taco short of a full plate to begin with. Intellects they are not. Probably sitting around. And now we find out today that they were turned in by a drug dealer. Yes, a drug dealer on his second drug conviction decides to become a snitch for the government. I mean, if this is the best that they can do, we're in deep sushi. And then they tout out all these white people from various government agencies to try and tell us over the weekend that how they thwarted this great threat. First of all, you cannot blow up a pipeline sending airline gasoline down a pipe. It's impossible. First of all, jet fuel doesn't burn like that, and it doesn't explode, and you don't light a match at one side and it runs down the pipe. They got pressure tests on those pipes. They know exactly what is going on with those pipes. They can see when something happens to those pipes. They can shut down sections of those pipes. But they're just playing on the fear factor. And I guess I guess I'm also guilty of playing on the fear factor. But these people are taking it to ridiculous levels. Ridiculous levels. On a lighter note, well, I don't know if it's a lighter note. It's actually got me more perplexed than anything else. On Saturday, I received my Jefferson Bible from Amazon.com. And I learned some things. One thing that I learned that I didn't know, that every member of Congress and the Senate who comes to Washington is given a copy of Jefferson's Bible. I wonder if any of them actually even read it. The neat thing about Jefferson's Bible is you can read it in 2 hours. It doesn't take long. It is interesting to note that Jefferson was was very private about his religious beliefs. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are trying to claim that Jefferson was a deist, or Jefferson was this or that or the next thing. Not many people knew what Jefferson's religious beliefs were. He did correspond with Priestley and Benjamin Rush, two people who were encouraging Jefferson to write his feelings about the Bible. And the interesting thing in Jefferson's Bible is that he omitted a certain... Now, unlike... And I got an email from someone who said, well, isn't Jefferson's Bible the same as Scofield's Bible? Someone reinterpreting the scriptures? No, well, the difference between Jefferson and Scofield, Jefferson didn't try and reinterpret the meaning of certain passages within the Bible as Scofield did to create the God's chosen people theory. Jefferson just left out the beginning and the end. He left out the four books of the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He left out Revelations because he didn't want to deal with the birth of Christ. He didn't want to deal with the death of Christ, because Jefferson was interested in finding out more about Jesus' philosophy, the Prince of Peace, if you will. And it's an interesting read, as I said. And there's no question Jefferson tried to model himself after Jesus in his morality and his mission. And so I haven't got through the whole thing. The book was printed by Beacon Press out of Boston, and it's called The Jefferson Bible: The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. And that was Jefferson was concerned about. He was concerned about Jesus' morals and his ethics and his life. And you can see a lot of this stuff in Jefferson's own writings, such as the Virginia Constitution, where everybody was wanting to insert Jesus Christ, but Jefferson held out. He didn't want to use the term Jesus. Rather, he wanted to use the word God. And it's just a fascinating read. I haven't come to a conclusion either way with it. Some of the writings he wrote to Joseph Priestley were interesting. As a matter of fact, Jefferson wrote some very personal stuff to Joseph Priestley. In one particular letter where he was talking about his faith, which, by the way, Jefferson called himself a Christian. He didn't identify with deists, per se, as many people would like us to believe. But he wrote to Priestley's son. Priestley died unexpectedly while Jefferson had just sent him off a letter, and he wrote a letter to Priestley's son, asking him to make sure that he kept Jefferson's writings private and not to let them out. Jefferson was a very private man when it came to his religion. So all those people that say that they know, I give you a suggestion. Go out and get yourself a copy of Jefferson's Bible. As I said, read it in an hour or two. Small little book. Introduction by Forrest Church. His father was a senator in 1956, I believe. But it was an interesting and short read, and helps me understand the mindset of who I regard as one of the great enlightened thinkers of our time. Anyway, my friends, final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back, my friends. I'll just share a little bit of the preface of the Jefferson Bible with you, and that is written by Forest Church, whose father was Frank Church. And by the way, Forest Church is a Unitarian minister today, and he talks about what happened when his father gave him a copy of Jefferson's Bible. He said, when my father gave me Thomas Jefferson's Bible, he quoted a famous passage from one of Jefferson's letters. It is in our lives and not our words that our religion must be read. This led to our first serious discussion of religion. It also marked the first time religion made any sense to me. Later, when I sat down and actually read the life and morals of Jesus of Nazareth, I encountered a Savior who was born in the usual way and died in the usual way. By Jefferson's reading, it was Jesus' unusual life on earth, made unusual by a simple eloquence of his teachings that truly mattered. Though I have developed a deeper appreciation for the Gospels in their received form than Jefferson had, this put a bold new spin on the question of redemption, one that has stayed with me. I define religion as our human response to dual reality of being alive and having to die. Resurrection or no resurrection, Jesus triumphant over death. He lived in such a way that his life proved worth dying for. And he goes on to talk about how Jefferson's Bible was a gift to him. And it's a small itty-bitty book, unlike the Scofield reference Bible. So there you have it. As I said, haven't completed it yet. I will. Hopefully it'll go a long way in helping me understand certain things. You see, because life is... You know, I never buy into the fact that, history is an amazing thing. American history is an amazing thing because even though you think you know everything, you don't. Because there's always something that comes along that just helps connect the dots, makes everything, easier to understand the philosophies and where these people come from. And once you understand that, then you can also identify the enemies of liberty and freedom. That's why I said one of the great things about the Bush administration, and I really mean one of the great things about the Bush administration, is it enabled me to see who was real and who was memorics, who was truly embracing the concept of liberty and freedom. And who were the charlatans, the scam artists, who were just there for either political gain or monetary gain. Because in the 90s, everything was blurred. Didn't know who the good guys were. Didn't know who the bad guys were. I still don't, but it's becoming more clear as each day passes. Well, we got the week off to a good start, my friends. And we will do it all over again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.